Back, and what we're hearing is that Tommy has been arrested, so we're going to check on
Methany. She's not picked up.
That's not Methany.
They lied to me. Whoever.
That's not Methany. So we're going to check. Oh, yeah. So allegedly, Tommy got picked up. So here's what we're walking up on.
Is this it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, Tommy's not allowed within 200 feet of there, so they're going to... Yes.
That's really bad.
That's where I used to work. I used to work out in Southeast. What's up?
Did Tommy get picked up?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He had a warrant.
Tommy had a warrant?
Yeah.
For what? Oh, he was within 200?
What's that?
He was within 200?
200 feet, yeah, yesterday.
Oh. Oh, no. So yesterday he got within 200. Judge issued a warrant. That's why I got picked up. So he didn't hit anybody.
That's how I understand.
Okay. Yeah. So there wasn't a fight. There wasn't madness.
Not that I know of. No.
Okay.
As far as I know, that's
well,
I thought he stayed on, like, a block away.
I'm going to walk over here, though. So Tommy is not supposed to be within 200 feet. So he...
Here,
well,
or by the street
it bar. Was in the beginning. He got warned. I'm pretty sure. So yesterday. So people are gonna want to know. So,
okay,
yeah. So here's what happened with Tommy, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday he was within 200 feet of the ICE facility, and the judge found out about it, and judge issued a warrant for his arrest, and that's what got Tommy out of here. I do believe the Portland Police Bureau did warn him before that. I'm not sure if he was live streaming when he did it. But that's the thing, man. Whether or not you realize you are violating, like, you better check your parole, man. Like, know what it actually says. And I got a feeling that was their way of deconflicting, but he ended up getting picked up. As you can see, we've got a bunch of folks that are just gathered down here doing their thing over behind us. And yeah, we're waiting on something else. That thing that I told you guys you want to stick around for, that hasn't gone down yet. I wanted to make sure that we were charged up, full, and ready to go before that actually happened. So we're waiting on it right now. So that ought to be happening here in just a little bit. So we're waiting on it. And when it happens, it happens. But I can only make them move so fast. It's odd to me that they were able to pick up Tommy that quick, but, you know, waiting on our friend.
She went down there.
Yeah, waiting on our friend. We'll figure it out, but it'll happen.
No,
it's just going to take some time.
Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you, man.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. What about you?
You know, it's a good night, man. Finally got everything charged up, ready to go.
Yeah, it's my first time here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm not from downtown. I'm from Palo Boulevard.
Oh, really?
Bad neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm like, really?
Palo Boulevard?
He's like, it's kind of nice out here. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, they're just having a, I don't even want to call it a furry convention. So they're dressing up in their
inflatables.
To pretend like they're not bad.
Yeah. Okay. I've been watching those guys been doing that crazy stuff, like crazy things they love to do. Like, it's Portland. It's how people are these days.
Yeah.
I'll let her know.
Well, I mean, it's Portland. It's also they're trying to pretend like it wasn't crazy, so people go away. So now, if they do that, that's what their thought process is. DHS actually just tweeted out, like, right when I went to go charge batteries, it was like flicking through. And DHS had actually said that they are going to be good. DHS actually said that they're going to be targeting Antifa now, because they had put out their flyer that said shoot the lasers at the helicopters.
Yeah, I heard about it.
They're like, that's
dude,
a
that's not okay, man.
They're like, that's a federal, like, that's a federal crime. So yeah.
It's looking like
yep. So they're gonna get them. But we'll go down, you guys, just so you know. Remember how I told you they had said the sidewalk wasn't open? It's still open. I've been walking down it. We've been taking freedom walks all day long, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom walks all day long. And the street is not crazy. You still have, if I was to zoom in down there for y'all so you can get a good idea. I mean, we still have lots of inflatables hanging out down there, right, as we look through there. But for the most part, the street's still operating normally. It's out there, so. But yeah, things have been pretty chill.
You need a picture that Tommy got arrested?
I'm sorry?
You need a picture that Tommy got arrested? Oh, no, you're good.
Nah, nah, I'm sure people got.
Multiple pictures.
Let me. Do we need a picture of Tommy getting arrested? I have a feeling that we know.
Yeah.
I got a feeling there's lots of pictures of Tommy being arrested. And I don't even think they're going to be by people that were streaming. I think it's like all of these people around here were like, bye, Tommy, bye. And like took lots of pictures. So I have no doubt that's going to be out there. So, yep. Nobody cares, you guys say. Yeah, no, people care. Believe me, people care. I don't know why. Like, Tommy's got like a big fan base. Yeah, Tommy, I don't even, how big is his audience?
I have no clue at all. Yeah. All I know is like a couple days ago, like somebody like Bob, shit on the bot and nuked his account.
Oh yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah. Yep. Yep, you get nuked a lot. You get botted a lot. Yeah. So yeah, we'll flicker on around. Yeah. But yeah, you guys are, I mean, it just is what it is. You got people standing around in corners. Tommy didn't do anything wrong. He got picked up on a warrant, violated the, what do you say, terms of his...
Yeah, he got violated, but he's not supposed to be
terms,
around.
Terms of his parole, yeah. Or bond, I guess. His bond, because he is not on parole. He hasn't been convicted yet. So, poor Tommy.
He can't carry anything on him.
And I feel like also at that point, he's got to wait to see a judge. Before he gets out, and they'll probably now push him back even further. Judge issued a bench warrant for him yesterday.
The cop just told me what was happening.
Yeah, I guess he. I'm pretty sure they. I remember that. Like when he first came out, Tommy was like, "What? I'm not allowed to be up here. Like you need to read the terms and conditions you signed to them."
Well, he did, and the cops came over and talked to us about it. To me, when we first got here.
Yeah.
They let him slide on it all, and then apparently now they're changing their mind on it.
The judge did. Yep. That's what that officer told me, was that the judge issued the warrant. So, doesn't surprise me. That I don't know. Be very curious to see though, which judge and why.
Okay, well, that interview tomorrow might not happen.
Say what?
I said that interview tomorrow might not happen. We were going to talk to him. Okay, well, I'll still email that.
It'll get worked out.
Big boys are out. You want to go down?
I'm sorry?
Big boys are out. You want to go down?
No. No.
Well, what's her name down there?
I know. She'll be all right. She's done. She's okay.
I got video of all of them.
So you guys know, they're actually doing a much quicker job down there about how quickly they're going out and retracting themselves. So before, we'd see them standing in the middle of the street, they'd open the gates, they'd come running out. They'd be out there for like, I don't even know, pretty long time. Holy crap, it's Cartman. It's Cartman. Cartman's out. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Protection. I can protect you too. I do have a CHL. Wait, no, not you. You know what I mean?
Sorry. Like I know we do.
I've had, believe it or not, lots of people that are standing around, and
I know.
It's crazy. And I really appreciate everybody that does come out here to do that, because it's stupid, man. They're all doing it, and I haven't been cross with them anywhere or another, and it amazes me that they
get that. Anybody that's not fucking into.
Are they?
Four people tonight, dude. All of them are patrons.
Who were the other two?
I don't know.
This is interesting. Do you mind going on camera?
No. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead. Tell them what you just said. So, four people tonight got arrested, and every one of them was a patron.
We know Tommy 2.0's charges.
Yep.
Other ones?
The other two were apparently brand new down here, and apparently they didn't know that the blue line that got crossed was a no-go, and so they ran out and arrested both of them.
So the feds grabbed them?
Yep.
Okay, so feds picked up two. That's not PPB. And then, okay, so those two got picked up, Tommy and Tommy 2.0.
Yep.
And Tommy on his warrant, 2.0 on the stick situation, which I was actually able to watch and review that. I don't know, man. I think that's going to get dropped.
That should get dropped. I provided video for it, too. I seen the whole thing. I recorded the whole thing.
Did that guy with the stick push Tommy?
Yeah, he swung it at Tommy 2.0, and then he grabbed it, yanked it out of the dude's hand, and then as he sat there and argued with those guys, he turned to walk away, and another one walked up and pushed him from his behind.
Yeah.
Then he turned around and defended himself. And then, of course, the cops came and arrested him.
They said that... Can you get to the mic so they can hear?
Like we had a pretty light press. Hold on. Considering
I just, whoop. They said that,
Southern California.
They said initially when I heard that he got arrested that they had picked up the wrong, or that he had hit the wrong person. When I was reviewing the footage, everybody that he hit with the stick, it looked like they had pushed him. And the thing about it, when I looked at it first, was he had hit that little one. I don't know if male or female. I think it was a female in the last one. He had hit her with a stick. But totality of the circumstances, when you look at it, what you actually have is a crowd of people that are assaulting one human being.
Yep.
And so that totally changes it.
100%.
It totally changes the circumstance in his head, what he's thinking and what he's going through.
Yeah.
Somebody in the comment section said, if a video that I was watching, that they saw that when the guy first took the stick and held it in front of him, that he had pushed him with it. I'm not sure if I saw that, but
I didn't see that. I know that they swung at him first, and then all of a sudden, you know, he yanked it out of the dude's hands, and then all of a sudden, all that, everything else broke out. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's,
I imagine with 5-6 people surrounding you, it's going to be chaos.
Right. For sure.
You know?
Yeah. All right. So 2 on feds, 2 on state, or 2 on Portland. Okay. Well, that's not as horrible as I thought. And I kind of expected Tommy to, I wouldn't see a judge just right in the frickin'.
No. And yesterday, they're saying yesterday, there's no way, because they've already seen, they've came down and talked to Tommy twice tonight.
Well, it was, oh, they're saying when the warrant got signed. Well, the other cops might not have been made aware of it.
Oh, I would assume they would have to be. If you're going to talk to Tommy and everybody, you know what I mean?
You would think that they would, like, brief and talk about that.
You would know.
Everybody.
These guys are on, they know what's going on down here. Trust me, they know. They knew there was a warrant, or they just got signed. There's no way that it didn't just get signed, dude. He's been out here for, what, how many hours? You know what I mean? There's just no way.
You think they just pulled him to pull him?
They pulled him.
I'd be very curious to see the paperwork on it.
Me too.
And there'd be an electronic record of that as well.
Yeah.
They're going to scan that crap in and put it in the system. I'm curious to see
what it's going to have his timestamp on it, for sure.
Yeah, whenever they entered it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a crime. But if I just stand here and I just
we just need to get that attorney rolling for him so that we can get some things
well,
going.
Well, and that's, I was beating him up today, man. Like, tell me. I need the information. I need to get the information so I can pay the man.
Yeah.
And he's just bojangling with it, and there's nothing I can do about that.
I think that there's some confusion in that because some of the people that are working with Tommy right now are kind of, I don't know, I feel like it's, they're trying to take some responsibility for that. So I think that might be what's going on. I think they're trying to look too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you act a fool out here, I mean, you're probably going to get hooked.
100%.
Like, you're going to get hooked. If you're causing problems and stuff like that, they're going to find a reason. They're going to, which is kind of nice in a way that laws are being enforced, but I want to see them enforced across the board. Did they detain any of the people that had surrounded Tommy 2.0? Did they investigate any of that was going on, the instigating beforehand? Nothing.
They sat here and took video from like 3 different guys over here and submitted the report, and then that was about it. Then they all took off up the road. So
they could have, but they didn't.
They didn't. Yeah, they could have for sure.
I don't like that. It's the same crap that happened when Tommy cold clocked that dude over by the tent.
Same thing.
You had an actual robbery that was taking place beforehand, and then they just blamed Tommy for it as if nothing happened. That charge will get dropped.
Yeah.
I'm quite confident.
And so right now he's being held for contempt is what the cop just told me.
Right.
So my assumption is he'll probably be out, but they're not going to let him out until tomorrow.
I think he's got to see the judge.
Yeah.
I think he's got to see the judge first.
Yeah, you're seeing them tomorrow.
In the AM. Yep. Yeah, so Friday. Yeah, I was thinking today was Friday, so I was like, he might be there till Monday, man.
He might be there till Monday.
But they'll get him before the judge tomorrow, because it's a, well, I don't even know what level of assault they hit him with for that.
Level 4, it's like the lowest.
Okay, so, all right, so he probably see the judge. Yeah. Misdemeanor assault.
Well, this is just a contempt, and I imagine it's just because of the 200-foot, right? The 200-foot.
But that's a problem when you're not following the judge's order, because they can look at it and they can be like,
well, they could hold him.
Well, you're not following the judge's orders, so you guys want law and order in the city, fine.
Yeah, they could hold him on it.
They could.
Until his trial date.
Dang, man.
And if you have to ask me, most likely that's probably something that's going to happen if they're really.
If they hold Tommy over that, I wouldn't be shocked, but
let's
I don't know.
Hope not, but.
I hope not, but we'll see what happens, because I think the charge is bogus anyways.
Yeah.
That's my opinion as a red-blooded American.
Well, we are in Portland.
But at least they got the helicopter out. I want to know if that helicopter is actually doing anything, you know? Like, what do you got? Well, I mean, I know what I used them for.
I guarantee if I point a laser at it right now, they would know exactly.
You think they're just baiting them? Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say that unless they've been out here literally the entire time. So, all right, guys. Oh, there we go, flipping on around.
I mean, it goes all the way over to Beaverton.
What's
right? So to the
what's the dealio? And we're back, I think. Yes, we are unmuted. Up to the front. Let's go. We'll see what's going on.
Oh, they're leaking.
Well, they all the police ended up rolling out at one point last night. I think it was like around 11 o'clock or something. And I remember going, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like that they would all just leave when they did. But it is what it is. So.
Also, the officer we were talking to said, like, they're severely understaffed right now.
That I believe.
Because, like, for some reason, Central Precinct, their minimum is, like, 16 to 20 officers for all of downtown.
What?
All the way to Cesar Chavez, to the zoo, and all that.
Bless you.
So, like, 20 officers to cover how many... tens of thousands of people downtown. Like, I'm not surprised.
There's no way they're down to 20, man.
That's what they said their minimum is.
Oh, that's minimum staffing for them?
And yesterday, they were 10 under because of having to have officers here.
That doesn't surprise me, actually. So they just need to do a better job. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Eric Cartman's here, ladies and gentlemen. We got Eric Cartman in the house. Eric Cartman's made it out.
Called the sound ordinance.
What's up?
Looks like when it comes to the guys. Are you Tommy 2.0?
No.
Is that Tommy 2.0?
No. He's random leftist and tag guys.
What's up with all these people?
What's up?
The lawyer goes over here, so you know it's about to get.
I didn't. I nudged you, and I was like, yo.
I'm going back over
and
here.
And then you walked that way.
But heads up, lawyer guilds are here, so you know it's going
to get. Who's here?
Lawyer.
Who is it?
ACLU.
Oh, great. Who are the ACLU? Like, which
it's,
ones
it's,
are?
Like
no, I know who ACLU is, but who?
They're normally with Antifa. They're the ones that, like, give them free lawyers and shit to get out.
But are they the green hats? Like, which one's the ACLU?
They just observe everything because they're trying to say everything that happens to the professors is civil rights violations.
Oh, great. So, ladies and gentlemen, ACLU's in the house tonight. So we got that going on. ACLU is literally just walking around. So they got lawyers.
Who does?
Right over there, green helmets.
It's a good song. Shall we? So that means that they're gonna feel empowered because the ACLU's here. And they're going to try to act out.
If that's going to happen, I'd rather be up, down.
Who's going to try to act out? Who's going to? Okay, wait, explain it to me.
So, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, basically sue over civil rights violations and things. And so, what they're looking for with all of the cops and all of the arrests and everything like that that's going on out here. They're basically trying to look for a way to shut down the enforcement of law, saying that what they're doing is illegal. Like, law enforcement is outside of it.
They also target journalists sometimes to try to keep the narrative the way they want it.
Correct.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Like, I know they've targeted Katie a couple times because of
apparently what she was reporting was like derogatory towards them. You guys want to head over towards the garage?
Sure.
In case things pop off.
Yeah, let's go that way.
So we don't get some out peppered. Yeah, that's
a
garage.
Came over whining about how they didn't set up camp. He almost cried when he realized they didn't mark on the camp.
The pepper. I think they want us to go walk down the sidewalk some more. This is what happens when you add smart people. Stormtroopers coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Stormtroopers coming out. Doom, 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 doom. Pardon me.
Y'all. Remember, Minxley, Idaho is the best fucking stream, and tell the Portland Ice Director to fucking follow me.
You want to take over the mic?
Yeah,
thank
sure.
Thank you for telling
us. Did I tell you that TikTok fucking banned? I swear,
yes,
the owner TikTok of fucking TikTok is liberal.
TikTok's TikTok.
Yeah. Fuck TikTok. This is why I'm switching to Twitter.
I don't know, but it stays on the air.
Yeah,
the other day, it felt like I had a...
Did you guys know that Matt is swearing Captain...
I'm what?
Captain America underpants.
Why are you
time
obsessed with my underwear?
Oh my gosh, I'm not obsessed. It's cute. You got little boy underwear. It's cute. I'm not playing guessing games. They were popping out. Matt bent over earlier.
Possibly see me in my underwear.
You guys are gonna have to do more underwear checks. $50. $50. Underwear checks.
No underwear checks.
Some.
No underwear checks, ladies and gentlemen. No.
He says that and he's secretly like, yes, underwear checks. What?
Call me petty. I don't give a fuck. Not you, Marine. You! And you!
Ooh, what's he doing?
How dare you? Shame the fuck on you. Evil piece of shit.
I mean, I think they're just following orders from the top.
What?
I mean, it's not really on them. They're just following orders from the top, you know? It's like...
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not. It's like the military.
Oh,
you're just
God.
Following...
You are one of those...
I mean, they're just following orders from the top. Do you think that...
We live in America.
They do this...
You're not allowed to wear... Even a lot of the people over there will tell you that they still love America. That is crazy.
Did I say I hate America? I hate that.
So,
this is evil.
That's evil?
Yeah, but you're yelling at them. They take orders from the top. They're doing their job.
They chose to do
Yeah, but it's
job.
Not them making the
they
choices.
Chose
they
chose to do that job.
But
so what about
this
people
job?
That doing that job before this even went down? What about my son that is 100% Mexican with illegal family, including his mother?
Don't they have to sign a contract for a period of time? They can't just, hey, I'm putting my 2 weeks in?
It depends.
Isn't it like with federal jobs?
There's a certain period of time for pay, like when you go in, I'd have to read theirs.
Yeah.
But it depends.
Because I know some federal jobs you can't just put your 2 weeks in. It's like the military. I couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Not quite that harsh, but.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep giving them the math.
Why? Because I wasn't going to let you, like...
Do you know what I mean, though? It's not them making the choices, you know? And you're yelling at them. It's the top. Start, like, start putting...
Trump. Number one.
How do you know?
Do you know how? Do you know who I voted? Do you know who I voted for? Did you ask me? Did you ask me who I voted for?
Because you love your country.
Do you know who I voted for?
Because you love your country. So you know what? There's Republicans,
and that's okay. That's your opinion. That's okay. That's perfectly okay. I'm telling you, they take orders from the top.
You're recording
you know.
Me right now. Well, get this on tape, please. If anybody is hurt by ICE here, and we're talking sexual battery, sexual assault, traumatic brain injury,
then probably they shouldn't
that,
be
yeah,
in
but
the street.
They need to go and get an exam by a forensic nurse.
Well, I think it's
we
great.
We have two different... Well,
yeah, but what about the... What about the agents who are getting attacked by the protesters?
Yeah, other countries would blow them away. At least they're shooting pepper balls at them. Like, do you?
This isn't England.
Every country,
England would have brought the water cannon
yeah,
out.
Every
and
country
the
has border laws. Every country.
And you guys...
I'm not trying to make you feel like you're being cornered. I don't want you to feel... We like conversations.
Okay.
I don't want...
Let me
well,
ask.
We're not cornering you. That's not our intention.
You
did you serve?
What?
Did you serve?
Did I? No. In the military? No.
Yeah. So, okay. So even the flag that people burn out here, my dad died for that flag. My dad died a horrible death for that flag. I will, no matter you have not talked to me, you have no idea what my stance is. I'm wearing nothing that says what my stance is. The hat I had on earlier is a Dallas Cowboys stance. So you open your mouth and you spew all the hate out of your mouth. And you have no idea. And how are you going to judge me? And I have three Hispanic children with a legal family here. So you take your BS right on down there to those little green pads that's going to wipe your butt.
I love her.
This one is not
I love her.
Do it.
Okay.
My husband, hold up, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
My husband has done 32 and a half years in the military. My daddy died for this country. If you don't like this country, I personally, right now, will take you to the airport, buy your ticket, and adios amigos.
Well, I'd like to feed
you. You think Mexico? Bye.
Other than that, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. You go ahead.
Okay, so let me go ahead. If anybody has been injured by any ICE agent out here,
then they shouldn't be out here acting stupid. Because they do not.
You said that I could talk.
Yeah, but they do not.
And you're
no.
Gonna post this online.
Go ahead.
So
no, I'm doing this to my own family.
Please put the whole thing.
Go ahead.
If anybody's been injured out here by any ICE agent, please go here in Portland, Oregon, or Vancouver, and see a forensic nurse. What I mean by that is any emergency department in the area of Vancouver or Portland, go in and say that you need to see a forensic nurse, number one. So,
well, could I ask you
two?
A question? Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, you sit here and you yell at them, and just listen. That you sit here, you yell all this hateful stuff towards them. You sit here and you blame them when you're yelling. And then you sat here and you assumed, you didn't ask, you just assumed that I voted for Trump. Why do you do that? Why do you feel a need to do that?
It's very obvious that you voted for Trump.
But how do you know? Did you ask me? Why do you just assume? Why didn't you just ask me?
If they were assaulted in some way by the officers, all right, those officers weren't to put their hands on them if they were out here following lawful orders. When they get on the loudspeaker and tell them to leave the driveway and open up the street for people in vehicular traffic.
Because technically nobody's supposed to be in the driveway, period.
What did they do?
Period.
They left the driveway.
But nobody is supposed to be in the driveway ever.
Yeah, but there's been times that I've seen protesters attack them. So what are they supposed to do? Just let the protesters attack them?
So when I was down here on June, on September 28th during the protests, it wasn't very big, unfortunately. I brought down flyers to hand out, and when I handed them out to the Portland police, I was only able to get one to them because they didn't really want to take one. I said to them,
I did not see your comment.
As forensic nurses, we do not work for the prosecution or the defense. We do not collect evidence. We will collect samples. We will provide trauma-informed care. And if anybody else hurts you, as a law enforcement officer, we are also available.
I'm not too worried about it.
They
do it kind of for comedy.
But the only thing I see here is them hurting people out here.
And so why would you think they would? I haven't seen.
Because you haven't been here enough. I've seen.
I've been here for the last, what, 2-3 weeks? And I've seen them getting attacked, spit on. How do we know where anybody's saliva has been out here? I mean, most of the people out here on drugs.
You know how I swab for DNA as a forensic nurse? I could collect swabs, and if somebody else's saliva is on them, I can find that. Most likely.
Well, I've watched it with my own eyes.
You see, I am medical. You see this?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I wouldn't want you to be treating me. You probably hate the fact that I'm a gay man. And
I have so many gay friends.
Yeah. I like being too.
I have so many.
Why am I going to judge you for like a
man? I bet you I do.
I love my husband. Like, why am I going to judge you because you like men? Like, I don't
why
even
do
know.
You?
Why, how would I even know you were gay? I don't see you in a tutu or not. Why would I even judge you for that? You don't have a thing on your forehead that says, yo, look, I'm gay.
Just after talking to you, I see that you have a problem with just assuming. You just assume.
Some of my best friends are black people. It's that argument. You are so pathetic.
And I'm pathetic?
Okay, so
Hispanic children and
what you're doing right now.
So tell me how pathetic I am.
What you're doing right now, you're getting statistics, you're getting facts. We're right, and you're starting to get defensive, and you're starting to
One thing
insult
that
us.
I've learned now is
Why?
That America is divided, and we are not.
We don't have
together.
To be divided.
We
you
are
dividing us. You are the one dividing it.
You have accused me.
I have nothing
on my body. You have accused me like you know what I've done.
Wait, did you say you have black kids?
I have a black uncle, blacker than my boots.
I bet he fucking hates you, unless he hates himself.
I have wonderful
kids. That's a very ignorant statement.
My whole family
No, it's probably very accurate.
No, me, my uncle
I bet he hates you
Why did you
so
come over
much.
Here? You know what? You're a troll. You're a troll.
Well, also,
actually, no, I'm not.
Well, there's something mentally wrong.
You said about the,
like,
about
when was your last evaluation, honestly?
I've never had a mental evaluation. There's never
Maybe you should get one.
Maybe
have
you,
you
should.
Do you, let me ask you a question.
I mean, I have them all the
do
time.
You know Jesus?
As a veteran, I have them.
Do you know Jesus? Do you know
oh,
Jesus?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ is a motherfucking cum-guzzling cunt. That should explain everything to you right there.
And in then, the name of Jesus, I rebuke
Jesus,
you.
Satan, I bet you rebuke
step
me.
Back. Satan, step back.
Right, hey,
do you know that Allah Jesus. And Jesus fuck each other in the ass all the time?
Sir, let's go back to
that's
you
okay.
Said about
that's
people
your
getting injured,
that's
okay?
your opinion.
People getting injured.
Okay, you do realize the majority of the time that individuals get injured is from them fighting back with the officers, from the officers making lawful arrests.
Okay.
An individual that spit on an officer. Like I forget how long ago it was. They got injured because they were fighting the officer, all right? And the officer then has the legal right to defend themselves, all right? If they wouldn't be resisting when they commit a crime, there wouldn't be anyone getting injured.
I mean, there is a difference of spit. If you spit on the ground, it's considered a disrespectful gesture.
You spit in someone's
you
face?
You spit on somebody, it's assault no matter where you're at. That's
no, it's not assault.
Yes, it is.
It's
still under Oregon law. It's a crime.
Unwanted touching.
It's still
technically
a felony.
It's battery, and they should be charged for that.
Yeah.
So if they actually did it. It's not harassment,
it's
battery.
Oregon state law. I know the law. I used to work in it, okay?
Okay. What did you do in the law?
You don't need to know. But it's a federal crime. No,
it's
it is
battery.
Federal, under federal law, it is assault. Do you understand? It's federal
assault
law.
Assault is the
law.
Threat of unwanted
no,
touching.
No, assault
battery
is me.
Is
no, there are different degrees of assault.
Harassment is
do
verbal.
Do you understand?
All right? Assault
Oregon,
is physical contact.
Assault is
the
verbal.
State of Oregon has four different degrees of assault.
And battery is
state
unwanted
of Texas
touching.
Has six. Okay, most states have six degrees of assault.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
But what point are you trying to make?
Well, that's why there's different tiers. Yeah. Yeah.
The point I'm making is anybody here
and
who's
battery
hurt
is like a it's a weird form of assault
needs to go and get an exam by a forensic nurse here in Portland, Oregon, or Vancouver.
And the reason why they're dropping all that information on there is to create a paper trail, right, on the cops that are damaging it. That's the reason. you're doing a workaround.
Why should they not?
It's a workaround.
Collect.
To track people later on, these people later on down the road. It's, come on, man.
This is the definition of you're assault.
You guys really aren't that smart.
Yes. Okay. And the I know that. Now look up the definition of battery.
Trying to build a federal case. Well,
battery includes spitting. Unwanted spitting. Some people.
Also, doing their job. Earlier you said that.
Yeah, Tommy, by the way, the Jesus thing, that's funny.
Okay, no,
when people try to invoke that, okay, look, it's like, oh, let's not all get, bets are off.
Let's not get into religion because that's
you guys
a,
are into religion? Of course I knew you were.
Okay, let's not get into religion because that's a soft area for people. All right?
You just assume everything, so.
Earlier you said that.
Oh, she brought that up. I knew.
Earlier you said the country's divided, right?
It is.
All right. You
you're literally dividing us.
It is divided because, no,
because of people like you. Because of people like you.
Because people like me who understand that that we have so many people who are ignorant of what has happened in our
okay, well, okay, let's take what you said right there. So yeah. There's a lot of people that are ignorant of what's happening, all right?
Yeah. You think that's, actually ignorant on. Of... Not what's happening now. Well, no, that too, but people who are ignorant of our history, the
okay.
history of humans.
Excluding history, let's talk about right now, the last 6 months of this going on here, all right?
Uh-huh. Let's talk about the last 10 minutes.
Months.
Who's right, been look, attacking so, who?
Yeah.
The last six, okay, the last six.
By the way, Jesus is a cunt.
Stop.
And he likes to eat cum.
All right.
And he forgives you, and he still loves you.
I do. I love eating cum.
It's because he's trolling. He's trying to... This is one of the antagonizers. He's trolling.
He's trying to incite.
Well, it's also probably because he doesn't...
So are you the pusher?
He's a miserable person.
Obviously, you're the taker, because you were the biggest bitch I've seen out here.
Is that a bad thing? To
yeah.
like to get fucked in the
but
ass.
Yeah.
I'm actually true versatile, but either way, you don't need to know that. Unless you're into pegging.
I can already tell your mouth's so wide. Yeah. I can already tell you.
Why do you want the victims? The victims of ICE. Go see a forensic nurse. Why? Other than for them to get the medical treatment.
Why are you calling them victims if they're not victims?
Well, I mean, didn't you yourself call them victims?
Actually, the term.
But I swear
is,
you yourself called them victims.
Okay, probably.
So why are you, if he's calling them victims after you called them victims, why is it not
oh, no,
okay
I
for him?
Asked if they were victims. Why,
yeah,
why
but you just got onto him for calling them victims,
the
but you said they were victims as well. So why are you,
because
why is it okay for you and not him?
What I think, I believe what they're doing is illegal. So
why is it okay for you to call them victims and not him? Because you called them victims.
He can call them victims. I'm not. I'm just asking why he believes that that's.
Yeah, but you started getting onto him about calling them victims. But you said it first. You said it first.
That's fine. We can.
So it's fine for you, but not for him.
We can go on and on all night long. You guys are all. We're never going to agree. On
we will agree to disagree. That's fine.
We're never going to agree on anything.
Okay. Do you wanna? Do you wanna bet that? Do you want to bet that? Do you agree with fascism?
With what?
Do you agree with fascism?
With fascism?
Yeah.
No.
Neither do I.
And
do you
we
think
have
people?
Definitions of that. So.
How do we? What's your definition?
Fascism is
happening inside right here or then.
A government who is taking rights away from people and.
So you're saying the government's taking rights away from people?
No, I asked him what his definition of fascism
actually,
was.
Let's start with your definition of it. What is
it's
your definition?
When you look at someone and you're like, you assume that because they're brown, they're illegal here.
Because or they're what?
They're a different color, they're legal here. Like you're defining them based on their color, their race.
That's what you think fascism is?
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
Well, hold on. So
there's a lot more to it.
Well, fascism is a lot of things.
There's a lot of things. Basically, you have a totalitarian government that's like directing everything from the top down. They also silence like another political party. There's some
mm-hmm.
other aspects of it.
By the way, what's your OnlyFans, by the way? I will definitely.
I
would absolutely
only sell feet pics.
Volunteer
into it, man.
Hell, my husband. Hell yeah. You want to sell your tennis shoes and your socks?
I don't know if you have the feet pics, but there is, I mean, it's good money.
Do you think that people who have established families here should be given a chance to stay?
Gotta make them pay for his own dog.
That are innocent, no crimes.
It doesn't matter what I know or believe. What I believe, what I know is.
Well, actually, hold on.
It's a yes or no question.
Hold on, sorry, it is my channel after all. Hold on. So he asked me. Hold on. He asked me for my OnlyFans. And
yes.
Hold on. I have to. Hold on. This is actually funny. He asked me for my OnlyFans, yeah. And I don't think he understands the pants checks and the underwear checks that actually do take place on this channel all the time. It's freaking hilarious. So if you ask me for my OnlyFans, oddly enough, it's actually this YouTube channel, because people actually pay big money to look at my pants. It's really weird. It's kind of creepy, and I don't understand it, but it happens all the time.
I understand it.
All right, so
just by looking
back,
at your face
back
alone,
to, back
I
to,
totally understand.
Okay, so this
back
is a
to
simple.
Whatever's over here. So just back to whatever you guys have
you
going on.
You don't even have to ask.
Whatever you guys got going on, go ahead.
Look
back
at his
back
face
at it, but
alone.
This is a simple yes or no question.
And keep making that money.
This is a simple yes or no question, though. Do you agree that people who have established families here should be given a chance to live here legally that are innocent, no crimes?
I don't know why that's even a question.
It's a yes or no question. Do you agree with that?
They absolutely.
So we agree on something. Wow, we agree on something, and you said we would not agree on anything. Wow!
We agree on that, too.
Wow.
Whoop.
And,
Do you think that LGBTQ and trans people should be treated as everybody else?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Another thing. We agree on people.
I don't think you do.
I do. I do. You're assuming now. Why would I sit here and tell you that I don't agree with that?
Because you are a Trumper and you really don't agree
with
that.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you that brainwashed?
So, he is.
He is,
and I also smell the alcohol on his breath right here.
Let's go back to what
we are getting asked to go observe other people and things around here. So
we both agree that hit
about. Do you want it back?
No, I mean, you can rock it.
All right.
You can rock it. You can
do your thing.
Go see what's going on down the other end. I mean, there's a roller skate. Is that a
once I started
fluffy down there? Did
is
I see
it
a roller skating fluffy?
People are gonna see my sweatshirt and hate me.
Say what?
People are gonna see my sweatshirt and hate me.
Well, it's got an American flag, and
it's not really popular around here.
Well, what's funny is the
I really want to do that social experiment because I feel like people would have a completely different mind.
Well, so
set.
Again, like, the issue is like you present people with facts,
and then you start getting
in the big pouch. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you zipper up?
The part came out.
Oh, yeah, you're okay. So, here's the thing.
That guy was crying. He was laughing so hard about
it. You end up telling people things, and they're factual, right? Especially when there's something about you. It's factual about you. And because it's counter-narrative or it's counter to what they believe, they don't want to believe it. And that's the problem. And it's like, that's where you can't have a conversation because they don't believe in what you're saying. And so you can't convince people that just aren't going to listen to you.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that I'm running into is that every person that I would talk to, they would go, well, you would think that, but I just don't believe you. And then that's their way of kind of like shutting it down a little bit. And that sucks, you know?
It just sucks because I feel like everybody has more of a common ground than what everybody thinks here.
Right. And then you just end up losing that.
Like, it's like you guys vote for different sides and the opposite side is automatically evil.
But they don't want that conversation.
No, they don't.
And they want to judge you. And
I mean, look at everything I just asked him. You know, we have more common ground. And he literally sat there and was like, you don't actually believe in that.
Are you flexing for the cam? Oh, you got a ticket? What'd you do? Did you park funny?
I got my face slammed up against the wall in there.
For what?
For standing there.
Well, hold on. Interview.
Wait, why do you get a ticket though?
Interview. What happened?
We were talking to
Hold on, they can't hear you.
Are you having trouble?
I'm not pulling on your special. Just go stand by.
Okay.
So you know, you interviewed my friend with the Charlie Kirk shirt.
Oh yeah. That one.
So we were talking to one of the people standing there, And then this police officer just walks up behind me, grips me up, and just starts throwing me everywhere.
Why? What were you doing?
Nothing.
Were you just talking?
I was standing on the sidewalk.
Were you up in front of the door?
No.
No.
Did any of you guys get a video?
Yeah, my friend did. I'm waiting for him to get here.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, another thing to add to the list.
It's another ticket. I mean, technically, it's an arrest. Can I see it?
Very curious.
It's just like a citation.
Another thing to add to the list.
Whoever wrote it had shitty handwriting.
I'm looking for the charge.
Girl, we won't go back in.
Failure to carry.
You let me get, you let me go.
With. Action for law enforcement. Oh. Failure to comply with directions of a law enforcement officer. Failure to comply with directions of a law enforcement officer. So they told you something and you didn't comply.
Did they say anything to you?
They didn't say anything. They just put me in handcuffs and then I just tried like bolting and it didn't work.
So I got a feeling they, you didn't follow an announcement of the loudspeaker.
Wait, how long ago was that?
I was in there for 2 hours.
Inside
the facility? Did they think it was... Did
so
they think he was Tommy?
Grabbed you up.
Oh, wait, yeah. There was two of you guys.
So, yeah, there's two of them.
They are right. Who was the other one?
So what I got told is that you had crossed the blue line.
Yeah.
There was no blue line.
Well, there is a blue line on the ground over there.
There's
enough, if you cross it, they will arrest
you. They will arrest
you. And so...
Even if you put, like, a foot over it?
It might have been that they came out specifically just to snatch you up, and at the time you weren't doing anything wrong, but at one point you had crossed the blue line. Now... Whether or not that was announced and it was within your earshot is a totally different discussion.
Yeah. Have you been here before?
Fuck no, this is my first
time.
So you didn't know the seriousness of the blue line?
That blue line, do not touch.
Yeah, do not. I've seen them come out right by the gate, and I've seen one person take a step over the blue line and stand there. They got them, like tackled them to the ground in like 0.5 seconds, like literally charged through.
And they'll tell you it makes no difference even if you're in the press.
Bro, those cuffs were so tight. Probably see the
order. Well, they're not made to be comfy. Well, now you know the seriousness of that blue line.
If you see that blue line up there, do not touch that blue line. And it goes down and down.
All right, so for those of you that haven't heard yet, in case you missed it, he got ticketed for failure to comply with directions of a law enforcement officer. What I got told earlier was that they did arrest two guys because they crossed the blue line, and that looks like the ticket. Three total. So three. So five total arrests for the evening. It sounds like five.
Are we on the record too?
We're about to be off the record because it's about that time, I think. So we're going to go ahead and sign off for the night. And we'll catch you guys later. All right, man. Peace, love, happiness. God bless. We're out of here.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.